eclipse, a total lunar eclipse. In other words, the Earth blocked out the light of the Sun so that the light of the Sun could not reach the Moon. Last night, it was a clear evening, and you could see a partial eclipse at the beginning from 7:30 onwards, and then it became a total eclipse somewhere in the middle. Must have been around 8 o'clock or something like that, 8:15. And at that time, the moon becomes red. It's still got a little bit of a dark red. It's known as a red moon. And then gradually, the sun sort of gets through on the other side, and then you see a partial eclipse again. So yesterday there was a lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse occurs approximately, well, in the 21st century that we are now, yeah, within the 100 years, there will be 85 total lunar eclipses. And some of them will be visible, depending on the time of the year and the angle of the moon. Some of them will be visible from England, and some of them won't. But it's something that happens regularly, and it's something which is important in halacha, which is predictable. Right, the scientists can tell you straight away when the next total lunar eclipse will be, almost to the minute, and they can tell you when the next lunar eclipse will be in 50 years' time, to the minute. So it's something that they can work out, that they can calculate. So my shaila was, I knew about the eclipse, I forgot to look at it in the middle, but I saw the partial eclipse just after, when the sun's light was starting to reflect on part of the moon. So I saw part of the moon blocked out and part of the moon was available, and then after 8:50 the entire thing was. So last night I went to Haskell Zeinikel's engagement, Mazel Tov, and there was a Rav standing outside. I didn't know who he was. Afterwards, he was sitting chatting to Haskell. I asked Haskell who the rabbi is, and he said he doesn't know either. But he was wearing a langa kapota. He had a beard. So I asked him, "Do you say Oisem Asabracious on an eclipse?" So Kodim Kol, he's an Israeli. He didn't know what an eclipse was, and I didn't know how to say eclipse in Ivrit. Oh, but I told him, "And a chelik from the levonas, zugedekt, etc." The part of the Levon is covered. Do you say Oisem Asabracious or not? And he said to me straight away, "Name, so you should not come Oisem Asabracious off name." Logically, I would have thought, and in fact, I looked up afterwards online, and I saw on one of these blogs about the halacha. It says there you don't say Oisem Asabracious, and you've got people afterwards who write there. You know, they write their comments at the bottom, and they say, "Well, why don't you?" I think it's a very, very like an unusual occurrence. It's something that you see, which is chelik of the, you know, chelik of the bria, which is a shinui in the teva. So you know, there's discussion there. People think that logically one ought to, but al pi halacha there isn't a bracha on it. Interestingly, yeah, it's like a little bit like the rainbow. Right, I think everybody likes to see a really nice rainbow, and we get impressed by it, yeah, and we make a bracha on it. But it says that a rainbow is a siman klola, right? It's a reminder that the Rabbi Hashem wanted to flood the world again, and that the Rabbi Hashem remembered his promise, and he decided not to do it and not to bring another tsunami. So the Gemara says that if there is a solar eclipse, then it's ra le'olam, because the whole of the world counts the dates and the calendar according to the sun. It says if there is a lunar eclipse, it's ra li Yisrael. It's not a good simon. Yeah, it says that. In fact, the expression of the Gemara is that the moon is lokui. The moon is somehow damaged because the light doesn't come to it. I mean, at 9 o'clock last night, the moon was a full, sharp, white moon in the black sky. Yeah, it was a beautiful Levona again because the eclipse was over. But whilst the eclipse is going on, actually the Levona is damaged. The light is not coming to it, and it looks either red or it looks partially blocked and partially white, etc., etc. So it says it's not a simon klola. So I saw there that on the Chabad website he discusses it, and he says you can't say it's a simon klola that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Klal Yisrael are not behaving well, therefore I'm going to bring a lunar eclipse, because the lunar eclipse is predictable, the lunar eclipse is planned, the lunar eclipse is part of the Teva, and we know when it's going to happen. He said it's just the other way around, that the Rebbeinu Shem sends us a signal. It's before It's Elul now, it's before Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanu Shalom made a complete, total lunar eclipse to tell us, you know, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, if Chas V'Shalom things are not good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reduce his Shefa. Like the sun is blocked from lighting up the moon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reduce his Shefa. So it's a siman to us. We should take it as a siman klola, if you like. It's not something to be happy about. It's not something to make a shechiyonu about. Right? But we should look at it and we should say that, you know, the Rabbeinu Shalom is thinking about us and not always happy with us.
Start with the Turaway Northwest London, Monday, Tess Vov Elul, 8th of September, Rabbi Yedidya Fisher Shlita, Mitzvah Bo'o Barvero with a shofar. This week's Torah has been sponsored by family Weisbrand, Lechavitzimus HaBar Mitzvah of Ariel. Weisbrand, the Riyot Mitzvah was last Shabbos. He wrote in Shul Harob, was going to Rav Nachas, Minim Kodiyotzeichel up to him. Schutz Vashbem Vachaylim Vamilchamot, Sheyachzul Vatayim Lesholom Bim Heiro.
Amen. Good morning.
Morning.
In a couple of weeks' time, 2 weeks tomorrow, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. And one of the mitzvahs we do on Rosh Hashanah is Tekiyah Shofar. Now, like every mitzvah we do, we make a bracha, something called Brichas HaMitzvah. You put tefillin on, you make a bracha, you shake it a little bit, you make a bracha. So we're going to make a bracha on Tekiyah Shofar. And the big shaila is, the big question is, which bracha do you make on Tekiyah Shofar? It's a big machalik, the Rosh Hashanah addresses shaila. The Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lama Dalet, brings down a Machlekes Rishonim. Brings down Shitz Rabbeinu Tam. Shitz Rabbeinu Tam is that you make a bracha al Tekiyah Shofar. You make a bracha for Tekiyah Shofar, the mitzvah is Tekiyah Shofar. However, the Rosh brings down the Rav Yoh, and the Rav Yoh brings down a Yerushalmi. And the Rav Yoh says, B'Shem the Yerushalmi, make a bracha l'shmoya kol Shofar or al Shmiyas kol Shofar. If you look at the Rambam, the Torah, they both say that the bracha is al Shmiyas kol Shofar or l'shmoya kol Shofar. Because we have here machlokes, the Rosh machlokes, what is a bracha which you make on Tekiyah Shofar? Brichas HaMitzvahs, like every mitzvah, what is a bracha? Do you make a bracha al Tekiyah Shofar, l'Tekiyah Shofar, or al Shmiyat Kol Shofar, l'Shmoya Kol Shofar? That is the machlokes, Rishonim, what bracha do you make? What nusach bracha do you make? And we need to work out today, what's the yisod machlokes, what they're arguing about. What nafkamina is it? If it's Tekiyah Shofar, or al Tekiyah Shofar, or l'shmaya kol Shofar, al shmiyat kol Shofar. And the basic mahalach would be that there's a big machlikus. What is the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar? We blow a Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. What is this mitzvah of blowing a Shofar? Is the mitzvah Tekiyah Shofar to blow the Shofar? Or is the mitzvah for the shmiyat kol Shofar to listen to the sound of a Shofar, to listen to the kol Shofar? Those seem to be the machlikus, Marbin Yatam. And the Rav Yoh and the Rambam and the Torah. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, you make a bracha, when the Rosh brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, he says, do you know why you make a bracha al Tekiyah Shofar? She says, Zehu Gema Asiyoso. This is the end of the Asiyas HaMitzvah. It's mashma from Rabbeinu Tam that the reason why you make al Tekiyah Shofar is because the mitzvah is to blow a Shofar, the Tekiyah Shofar. Mitzvah is not Shmiyas Kol Shofar, the mitzvah is to blow a Shofar. We need to come back to this Rabbeinu Tam later on if we've got time. However, if you look at the Rambam says that in Hilchos Shofar it says the mitzvah is Lishmoya Kol Shofar. If you look in the Rambam, there's twice we blow Shofar, two mitzvahs of Shofar. There's Shofar by Rosh Hashanah and there's Shofar by Yovel. At the end of Yovel we blow a Shofar. And the Rambam is Mechalek his Loshon. He differentiates in his Loshon between the mitzvah by Shofar by Rosh Hashanah and the mitzvah by Yovel. By Rosh Hashanah he says the mitzvah is Lishmoya Kol Shofar. The Rambam in Hilchos Yovel, he says the mitzvah is l'tekiyah b'shofar. The mitzvah is tekiyah shofar. When the Rambam is mechalek in his loshon, he differentiates in his loshon, he's coming to say something. I mean, the Rambam is coming to tell us that the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar, or Baruch Shona, the mitzvah is the shmiyat kol shofar, the listening to the kol shofar, the sound of the shofar. There's no mitzvah in the tekiyah, there's no mitzvah in the blowing of the shofar. However, by Yovel's of the Rambam, the mitzvah is l'tekiyah shofar. The mitzvah is l'tekiyah shofar. So the chayyim we've got here from the Rambam, the Torah, and the Rav Yoh brings down Yerushalmi that the mitzvah of Shofar is the shmiyas kol Shofar, the listening to the sound of the Shofar, the listening to the kol Shofar. However, Rabbeinu Tam says the mitzvah is the tekiyah Shofar. If you look at the Rambam, it goes very well because the Rambam himself says we all know there's halacha that if you someone ganef a lulav on sukkos. And you use it for mitzvahs lulav, you're not yetzah, because it's a mitzvah habar ba'aveira. We learn that from a pasuk in Nach, that the mitzvah habon ba'avera, if I do a mitzvah through, if I manage to be mekayim a mitzvah through doing an avera without ganifing a lulav, without stealing the lulav, you couldn't shake lulav. So therefore, if I go now and I ganif a lulav, I steal a lulav in order to go and be yetz a mitzvah lulav, I am not yetz a mitzvah lulav because it's a mitzvah habon ba'avera. The Achrayim will say that mitzvah bar ba'aveira doesn't just mean that you haven't done the mitzvah. The lulav comes the posel lulav. The chetz of the mitzvah comes the posel lulav. If you ganef tefillin, you put tefillin on, then you go now. You're not yetz the mitzvah tefillin because the mitzvah bar ba'aveira. However, the Rambam says if someone ganefs a shofar and you blow a shofar, that sounds a bit interesting. You know, you form a rishona here and you're ganefing a shofar to blow a shofar. It doesn't sound right. But anyway, the Rambam says Mefurish, if someone ganifs a shofar, he steals a shofar, and he blows shofar, you are yotze mitzvah shofar. Oh, very good. So the reason is, Shaila is, why are you yotze mitzvah shofar? Is the mitzvah bar ba'aveira? Why is it different to lulav? Why is it different to tefillin? Why is it different to any other mitzvah? You ganif matzah, and you eat the matzah, it's also mitzvah bar ba'aveira, and you're not yotze matzah. Why if I ganif a shofar, and I blow shofar, you are yotze mitzvah shofar? So the Rambam himself says the reason is, she'in mitzvah ela b'shmias koil shofar. The mitzvah of tkiya shofar is not to blow a shofar. There's no chefs of a mitzvah of blowing the shofar. The mitzvah is the shmias kol shofar, listening to the kol shofar, listening to the sound of the shofar. And so the Rambam, ve'ein gezel ba'koil. When I go and ganef a shofar and I blow the shofar, this shofar is not the chefs of a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the kol shofar, the sound which comes out of the shofar, that is a mitzvah. You can't ganef kol, you can't ganef sound. And that was all the Rambam. When someone ganefs a shofar and he blows shofar, then he's yotze mitzvah shofar, because the mitzvah is the shmias kol shofar, and there's no such thing as mitzvah bar ba'aveira. On you can't ganef a kol. So we have here an established machlokes, a registered machlokes. What is the mitzvah of tkiya shofar? Is a mitzvah tkiya shofar, the blowing the shofar? The Rabbi Natan says the mitzvah the tkiya, the blowing, and therefore the Rabbi Natan, you make a bracha al tkiya shofar, because that's the mitzvah you're doing, blowing the shofar. According to the Rambam, according to the Torah, according to the Rav Yon, the Yerushalmi, the mitzvah is to listen to the shofar, to listen to the sound of the shofar. Listening to the sound of the shofar, you make a bracha, l'shmaya kol shofar, to hear the sound of the
shofar. Everybody has to blow themselves, not to listen to somebody else blowing.
Oh, very good, very good. We're going to come down in a minute. It's a big kasha, which the Maram ben Chov Mas is kasha. So therefore, l'chayra, so that's why, he's asking, call the mandoma that it's tkiya, then how can I blow for you? We'll talk about that in a minute, okay? If the mitzvah is shmir, then you're right. If the mitzvah is a tkiya shofar, the actual blowing the shofar, why should be different to lulav? We'll talk about that in mamash in a minute. Therefore, chira kontra bein a tam, it should work out that if someone ganifs a shofar, the mitzvah is a tkiya shofar, just like when you shake a lulav. The lulav is the chetz of the mitzvah, and I shake it, it's a mitzvah bar ba'aveira, kontra bein a tam. If I go and ganif a shofar, because the mitzvah is a tkiya shofar, the shofar is the chetz of the mitzvah, therefore, if someone blows a shofar, which is ganif, which is stolen, it should be a mitzvah bar ba'aveira. Okay, my shaykh according to the Rambam and the Torah and everyone else who says the mitzvah is the shmias kol shofar, there should be no problem in, you shouldn't be ganifing it, you shouldn't be stealing a shofar, but if someone did steal a shofar or inadvertently took a shofar which wasn't his, then there should be no problem of mitzvah bar ba'aveira. However, we're running into a problem because, like we asked just now, we've got machlokes, is a mitzvah the tkiya or is a mitzvah the shmias? So if I asked you, can I go, someone's lying in bed, he's not well, he's ill, and he can't put tefillin on. Can you go and make a shliach to go and put tefillin on for him? Much easier, go and tell Yanni, he's going to Beis Medrash, he's going to Damas Shacharis, put on tefillin for me. If I'm someone's traveling, he doesn't have a lulav, can you go and make a shliach to go and shake lulav for him? And the answer is, of course, about he can't. Why can't he? Because it's a mitzvah, sheba gufay. It's a mitzvah which he has to do with his guf. He has to shake lulav. His hands, his body has to shake the lulav. His body, his head, and his hand has to have tefillin on. It's a very complex issue. How are you magda? How do you define what's called mitzvah sheva gufay? What's not called mitzvah sheva gufay? But it's dover poshut. I can't make a shliach to go and put tefillin on for me. I can't make a shliach to go and shake lulav for me. So if you're going to tell me, like Rabbi Natan, that the mitzvah of shofar is tekiya shofar, the blowing of the shofar, how can I go? How can one person blow and everyone be yotze without tekiya shofar? You're a shliach. The most you can be is the one who's blowing, the bala tekeah. He's a shliach for the chevra listening to him. You can't make a shliach on dover sheva gufay. I can't make you a shliach to shake lulav. How can I make you a shliach to go and blow shofar for me? If you learn like the Rambam on the tour, that the mitzvah is a shmias kodesh shefer, that's not shvei. Because just like a Friday night, I can make kiddush for you. You've heard the kiddush. You've heard the kodesh shefer. It doesn't involve shlichus at all. You have heard kodesh shefer. You've been yotzei. But kuntra ben yotam, and those who learn that the mitzvah is the tkiya shefer, the actual blowing of the shefer. Why is that different to shaking lulav and putting on tefillin, where I cannot make you a shliach? Whereas it comes to tkiya shefer, then I can be to make to you with my tkiya is kila, I can be a shliach for you. So really, it's on my kasha. At the Maran ben Chovif in the Sefer Kappos tomorrow, he asks a kasha. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah tekiah, how can it be that one place is tekiah for everyone? Really, everyone should be doing their own tekiahs because everyone has a mitzvah of tekiah shayfa. So the Maran ben Chovif, that I've got a posuk, and the posuk says, Trua achas yeelochem, one trua should be for whole Klal Yisrael. It's a mashma that one person can blow and all Klal Yisrael are yotzeh. So therefore, Zodim Aram Bechoviv have arrived from there that one person can do tekiah and everyone can blow. Now you could learn this posuk in two ways. You could, and the posuk's goof of being megalitas is telling us what is mitzvah tekiah shefer. Mitzvah tekiah shefer is to listen to the sound of the shefer, and therefore there's no problem in one person blowing because everyone has heard their own shmiah. Everyone has done their own shmiah kol shefer. However, the Maran ben Chovev says, no, it's arrived from this posuk that even though normally, when it comes to a mitzvah sheva gufoy, netilas lulav, putting on tefillin, any mitzvah you have to do on your guf, you can't have a shliach for. By tekiah shefer, there's a special exemption, a special gzeris hakosuv, that tura achas yeh lachem, one person can do tekiah for everyone else, even though the mitzvah is tekiah. Mitzvah is to blow the shefer. And really, without a posuk, I would say, every person has to blow their own shefer, just like everyone has to shake their own lulav, everyone has to put their own tefillin on. However, I've got a special pasuk which tells me here that by tekiah shefer is different to chol ha'teri kula, and even though there's a mitzvah sheva gufoy, every person has to blow shefer, one person can be made to see everyone else with tekiah shefer. Just to add in one nekuda, the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah, he asks that if the mitzvah is shmias kol shefer, the listening of a shefer, so why is it that by mekriyas megillah, The mitzvah is to listen to the Megillah. So by Megillah, we make a bracha al Kriyas Megillah, al Mikra Megillah. By Shefa, we make a bracha al Lishmaya Kol Shefa, al Shmiyat Kol Shefa, whichever nusach you want to use. So Ritzvah himself asks a kasha, what's the difference between Mikra Megillah and Shefa? And he says like this. And he says, by Mikra Megillah, the mitzvah is Pirsuma Nisa, to be mefarsim, to spread around the nace which happened on the nace of Purim. And therefore, Zodir Ritzvah Merida Gechidosh. If someone reads a Megillah, he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, he has no idea what he's saying, and he reads a Megillah, he's Yotze Mitzvah's Megillah. Do you know why? Because the mitzvah is Pirsuma Nisa. So even though he doesn't understand what he's talking about, but all the chevra around him do understand what he's talking about. So he's been Yotze the Mitzvah of being Mefaris on the Nes. Masha'in came by Shefer, the mitzvah is, that he says, what is a mitzvah? The mitzvah, the Rebbe Shimon was a mitzvah. So he commanded us to do Shefer in order to be Ma'ira, Uru, Uru, Shenim, Shinas, and go and do tshuva. If someone can't hear the shefer, he's not going to do tshuva. And therefore, Zodah Ritzvah, the mitzvah by shefer is the shmias kol shefer. The mitzvah is the listening to the shefer in order that should bring you to do tshuva. Uru, uru, yesheni, mishenasta. And therefore, Zodah Ritzvah, since the mitzvah is the shmias kol shefer, the Indian of tekiah shefer is to do tshuva, to listen to the shefer, and that reminds you to go and do tshuva, and rather the mitzvah is shmias kol shefer. If the mitzvah is shmias kol shefer, then the bracha is the shmias kol shefer. So what we're up to now is we have a machlekes rishonim. What is a mitzvah? Shefer is a mitzvah. The tekiah shefer, the Rabbeinu Tam, is a mitzvah, is the actual blowing of the shefer. There's a chiddush of the Maran ben Chovev that, even though it's a mitzvah which you're supposed to do with your guf, you're supposed to blow shefer, it's different to all other mitzvahs, shefer gufay, and here I can make a shliach, and the Baal tekiah can be mitzvah me as a shliach with his tekiah, kilo I have blown shefer, kilo I have done the tekiahs. Now it's Rabbeinu Tam, and then you have all other Rishonim, the Tor, the Rambam, the Rav Yoh, the Rishalmi, who say the mitzvah is the Ritva, the Shmias Kol Shefer, you have to listen to the Shefer, and therefore when someone blows Shefer, you've got the Baal Tekeah here, he's not your Shliach, he's not being made to you with Tekeah Shefer, he's blowing the Shefer, you've heard the Kol Shefer, if you heard the Kol Shefer, you've done Shmias Shefer, you've done the mitzvah, Behidur. However, we have a problem here. The Maran ben Chovev asks Akasha on these shittas. We say the mitzvah is shmias kol shefer, listening to a shefer. The Maran ben Chovev asks Akasha, and he says it can't be. Asks Akasha like this. We know that halacha is a cheresh sheita v'kotan, who blow a shefer, Or you're Yetzer without Shefer. The answer is Avada not. You can't be Yetzer without Shefer. Frag the Maran Bechoviv. What do you mean? You've heard a Shefer. This Chershet of a cotton, he might not be Mechoyev B'mitzah Shefer, but has he blown a Shefer? He's blown a Shefer. Have you heard the Kol Shefer? You've heard the Kol Shefer. Why are you not Yetzer with a Chershet of a cotton when he blows Shefer? Why not Yetzer? You've had a Shmias Kol Shefer. Just as imagine that chershet of the cotton wouldn't be a chershet of the cotton. He'd be a godel with mechuyev mitzvahs. You've heard the shefer. You're having the same sound, the same shefer, the same sound. Why is it when a chershet of the cotton blows a shefer, you're not yet the mitzvah shmias kol shefer? So Maran ben Chovev, it's a raya that the mitzvah is a tekiah. If the mitzvah is tekiah, he's not mechuyev. He has to be mitzvah you. If he's not mechuyev, he can't be mitzvah like every other mitzvah of the Torah. If someone's not mechuyev mitzvah, he can't be mitzvah you. We have a problem. We've got four rishonim. What? He's a bacha yuva. He's like just like by kiddush. If you make kiddush already, you can make kiddush again because you're a bacha yuva. You're b'toyas a mitzvah. A chershet of a katzon. He's not a bacha yuva. He couldn't do the mitzvah for the life of him. So we have a problem. We've got all these four rishonim. We have to get around this gemara. A chershet of a katzon. You're not yitzah with their shefer. Why not? You've heard the shmias kol shefer. What's wrong? The shagas aria asks another kasha. Simavav asks another kasha. If someone picks up a shefer and he has no kavanah to be yitzim, it's a shefer, he's playing around with a shefer, he's misasik. Or let's say someone's busy doing whatever he wants and he goes past the base of medrash, he pays no attention and he hears a shefer. A misasik, or you're someone who hears from a misasik, you're not yitzim, it's a shefer. Fek the shagaz aria, if the mitzvah is shmias kol shefer, you heard the shefer. What's the difference if Yenna is misasik, he's busy doing other things, and he grabs the picks up a shefer and he blows, by the way, he has no kavanah to be mitzi anyone. The mice at the end of the day, you heard the shefer, you heard the shmias kol shefer. Why are you not yet?
What's the
mitzvah
that
you heard? So what? But you heard the shefer. The mitzvah is shmias kol shefer. So let me ask you something. Let's say you pick up a shefer, you blow a shefer, you're not mechamer for Mr. Shefer. I go past and I want to hear Mr. Shefer and I'm mechamer to be yotze shmias kol shefer. What's wrong? I had kavanah to be yotze with the shmia. I have to listen to the sound of a shefer. I've heard the sound of a shefer. I'm mechamer for the sound of a shefer. Why am I not yotze? Why does that impact? Why does that make enough commitment to your shmias kol shefer? Did he blow a shefer? Yes. Did you hear the kol shefer? Yes. So you've heard the mitzvah is shmias kol shefer. You've heard that. What's the problem? So it could be all right. Well, I think we have to fine tune it. We have to say a bit more, and then you'll be right. Okay.
Who had enough machine to blow the shefer?
Very good. Very good. We're going to come to that. If you've got a recording of a shefer, right? Are you listening? Are you listening about or not? Shailus, what's pshat? So I want to ask you, Eil Mashaila here. We've got Chavetam with the Chum here. I want to ask Eil Mashaila. If I go on Chanukah and I pick up a shefer and I blow a shefer, I want to know, have I done the actual mitzvah of Tekiah Shefer? It's just the wrong day, the wrong season. So I won't get a mitzvah of Tekiah Shefer because today is not the day we blow shefer. Is that pshat? So on Chanukah, on the first day of Chanukah, I decide, you know, I'm going to blow shefer. So really, I've done everything. I've no chiyuv, so I'm not yotze. But is that the problem? Is that the whole problem that I have no chiyuv today, so I can't get a mitzvah the day of Tekiah Shefer because there's no chiyuv. It could be more than that. It's not just I'm not going to get the mitzvah shefer because there's no chiyuv shefer on Chanukah. You haven't blown a shefer. Just as we said before, if you've got a recording of a shefer and you listen to a recording of a shefer, or you yotze mitzvah kol shefer, no. So we could say one way, and I think we could maybe say a hesbin what this means, and that is to be yotze shmias kol shefer, to be yotze the listening of a kol shefer, to listen to the kol shefer, you have to listen to someone who's a bacha yuva, someone who's a mechuyev kol shefer. But the reason is a reason like this: what's the chilek between blowing a shefer and blowing a horn? Tkias keren, blowing a horn, they're making the same sound. The answer is a shefer really is it's a musical instrument. It's a keren, it's a horn. It only turns into a tekiah shefer once I am doing mitzvah tekiah shefer. If I have a mitzvah today on Rosh Hashanah to go and blow a shefer, that now turns into a tekiah shefer. On Chanukah, when you blow a shefer, you haven't done tekiah shefer. You might have blown a horn, you might have blown a keren, and it might be the same chefza, the same shefer which I would use on Rosh Hashanah and I would use on Chanukah, but you haven't done the mitzvah of tekiah shefer. You've blown a horn. Because only when I'm doing the mitzvah of tekiah shofar, that makes it into a koil shofar. That's called tekiah shofar, that's called a koil shofar. If today I don't have a mitzvah of shofar, or today I'm not even a bachayuva of shofar, I'm not mechuyav to blow shofar, all I've done is I've blown a hole. And therefore, you haven't heard a koil shofar, you've heard a koil keren, you've heard the sound of a horn, you haven't heard the sound of a shofar. So, if that's right, so L'chayr, we can understand all these Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Rav Yoh, and the Rishalmi, and the Rambam, the Lin, the mitzvah is Shmias Koil Shofar. The mitzvah is hearing the sound of a shofar. So the Rambam Chovev asks, why is it then when a Cheresh Shetev Kotan blows a shofar, you've heard the shofar? You've heard the Shmias Koil Shofar? And the answer is, because you have not heard Shmias Koil Shofar. You haven't heard the koil of a shofar. You've heard the koil of a keren. You've heard the same sound that a shofar would make. But as he said before, if you record the sound of a shofar, you're also not Yetzer. Why are you not Yetzer? Because you haven't heard the koil of shofar. When a Cheresh Shetev Kotan stands there, or someone who's Misasek, and he's not being Mekai, he has no kavanah to be Mekai Mitzah Shofar, he hasn't blown a shofar. What he has done is, he's blown a keren, and you've heard the sound of a keren, you've heard the sound of a horn, you haven't heard the sound of a shofar. And therefore, when a Cheresh Shetev Kotan is blown shofar, say when someone is Misasek, and he's not milcham to do shofar, to blow shofar, what happened is, they have not blown a shofar. All they've done is they've blown a keren, they've blown a horn. What you have heard is, you haven't heard the Kol Shofar, you've heard the Kol Keren, and therefore you can't be Yotze. So therefore all these Rishonim who say that the mitzvah Shmias Kol Shofar, they have no problem, not with Cheresh Shetev Kotan, and not with a Misasik, because there you have not heard the Kol Shofar. So Dvar, what we're up to is, just to summarize what we said, is we've got Machlokes Rishonim, is Machlokes, the Machlokes Rishonim is, what bracha do you make? Do you make a bracha al Tekiah Shofar? Do you make a bracha al Shmias Kol Shofar, the Shmaya Kol Shofar? And we said the Machlokes is, what is a mitzvah? Is a mitzvah the Tekiah Shofar, the blowing the Shofar? Or is a mitzvah the listening to the sound of a Shofar? We said the Chiddush that even if the mitzvah is a Shmias Kol Shofar, but it's only considered a Kol Shofar when Yana is Mechuyev B'Shofar. If Yana is not Mechuyev B'Shofar, or Yana is not being Mekayim Mitzvah Shofar, then all you've heard is a Kol of a Keren, you haven't heard the Kol of a Shofar. That the Shofar itself is not really the Chefetz of the mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam says, there's no problem of mitzvah Habor Ba'Avera. Someone steals a Shofar, someone ganavs a Shofar. You haven't got a problem of mitzvah Habor Ba'Avera. Okay, the mitzvah is the Kol Shofar, but the mitzvah is not the Shofar itself. We all know when it comes to sukkahs, everyone's running around to get a mehudadika arba minim, the best arba minim, a beautiful arba minim. Because there's the inyan of hidda mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to spend more. I think stated in the Gemara, you spend a shlish. You're supposed to spend a third more on the mitzvah of hidda mitzvah. The keli van veyu, the pasuk says, and therefore within the Gemara learns that from there, there's the inyan of hidda mitzvah, and therefore you've got choice to buy Arbaminim Esrik, which is a mediocre Esrik, or you can get a beautiful Esrik with all the Hidurim, you're supposed to spend the Shlish on Hidden Mitzvah. If you look in the Gemara and Noze, the Gemara and the other Gemaras, when you speak about Hidden Mitzvah, we speak about Esrik, Lulav Noe, Tefillin Noe, we speak about maybe Tzitzis Noe, Beged Noe. It's not mentioned the word of Shofar Noe. The way we're learning is very good. There's no Indian Hidden Mitzvah by a Shofar, because by a Shofar, the Mitzvah is not the Shofar itself. The shofar might be the wherewithal, the way to get to a koil shofar, to have the shmias koil shofar. But the mitzvah itself is the shmias koil shofar, listening to the sound of the shofar. In the sound of the shofar, there's no hiddur, whether it's a beautiful shofar or not beautiful shofar, the sound is not better. And therefore, there should be no inyan of hiddur mitzvah.
If you get a shofar,
which makes a better sound, or sound. Just you're huffing and puffing, that should be a hidden mitzvah.
But Basiti, you got a mitzvah yeshiva, so why do you have to have a hidden by the Basik itself?
Good mitzvah, good shayla. The answer is because by a sukkah, the chefetz of the mitzvah is a sukkah. I do a yeshiva sukkah, the mitzvah is to do a yeshiva in the sukkah. What did you say? It's more than a hechsh mitzvah. The shteitach, you make a batz, you make a bracha on the binyan sukkah. On the binyan sukkah, you make a bracha. A sukkah by itself is not just a hechsh mitzvah. They make you do a yeshiva in the chefs of the mitzvah of the sukkah. Yeah, that's what you have to say. That's what they say. But the way we're learning now, if the mitzvah is a shmias kol shofar, there should be no inyan in hidden mitzvah. And here we're going to hit a problem, because the Yerushalmi says before, you bought the Yerushalmi, the Rosh brings down the Rav Yoh, v'shem the Yerushalmi. What bracha do you make? You make a bracha l'shmaya kol shofar. So Mashman Yerushalmi, that the mitzvah is Shmias Kol Shofar, not Tekiah, not the Chefetz of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the sound of the Shofar. The Yerushalmi says Mufurish that by when he speaks of Hidden Mitzvah, he says Ezrig Noe, Lulav Noe, and he says Shofar Noe. He says, yeah, there's an Indian of Hidden Mitzvah by a Shofar as well. He says, Mufurish Yerushalmi. The way we learn it, that the Mitzvah is Shmias Pel Shofar, and that's what the Yerushalmi holds, why should there be an Indian of Hidden Mitzvah by buying a beautiful Shofar? That's all the chefs of the Mitzvah. That's a ha'ara which we've got, and it could be, first of all, the Bach. If you look at the Bach and say, Tov Kuf Pei Vav, the Bach and Tov Kuf Pei Vav says there's an Indian to take a Shofar Shel Ayil, because it reminds Rabbein Shalom of the Akedah. As I state in the Torah, it's all the Bach. And therefore, just like by every Hidden Mitzvah, there's an Indian to spend a Shlish, you spend a third more. Who are then if you've got a choice to buy a Shofar of an Ayil, or not of a Shofar of an Ayil, you spend a Shlish more, a third more, because of Indian Hidden Mitzvah. So you see, God, there is an Indian of Hidden Mitzvah, even by a Shofar. The way we're learning that there's the mitzvah is Shmias Kol the Shofar, the mitzvah is to listen to the sound of the Shofar, we're asking, how does it come in, Indian of Hidden Mitzvah on the Shofar itself? So here to answer the Shaila is Ayid Al Mu'enfid with Menucha Shaila. There's a Rashi, and Rashi says, Rashi speaks about Tzitzis, Rashi says, Beged Noi. You should buy a nice beged, a nice Arab canvas, in order to put the tzitzis on. And the Welt asks a kasha, right? When you go on mitzvah mezuzah, you're not mechuyev to go and hit the mitzvah to buy a house in Hamas to the garden suburbs to have a nice house, but in order to have a mekayim mitzvah mezuzah, because the house has no shaychus to the mezuzah. The beged has no shaychus to the tzitzis. So why does Rashi say that hit the mitzvah is on to buy a beged noy? That's just the wherewithal to where to put the tzitzis on. But the mitzvah is a tzitzit. Rashi should be more appropriate to say that the tzitzit should be a noah, should be a hidden mitzvah on the tzitzit itself. But on the actual beged, not. It seems to be that when you do the mitzvah, and there's another right for that, a lot of people are makbet to have a silver menorah. Why is that a hidden mitzvah to have a silver menorah? The mitzvah ne'er Chanukah is the ne'er. So maybe there's a mitzvah to have shemen zayis, maybe the best shemen zayis, maybe the best wicks. But why is that a mitzvah to have a silver menorah? The vice versa is that there is an Indian in having what I Mekayim the Mitzvah with, the wherewithal to be Mekayim the Mitzvah also goes into Hidden Mitzvah. And therefore, even though the Moshe by Tzitzis, the Mitzvah is the actual Tzitzis, or by Chanukah, the Mitzvah is the actual Ne'er, the Hayyus and be Mekayim the Mitzvah with the Menorah, or be Mekayim the Mitzvah with the Beged, therefore, the Mitzvah, there's an Indian Hidden Mitzvah with that as well. And therefore, that could be Peshat in the Rishalmi. Now, the Rishalmi says the mitzvah is Shmias Kol Shofar. The mitzvah is not the tkia, not the blowing the Shofar, the actual hearing the sound of the Shofar. However, even though the mitzvah is Shmias Kol Shofar, since I'm doing this mitzvah through a Shofar, that's the wherewithal to be Mekayim the mitzvah, and that also makes sense to say there's an Inyan of Hidden Mitzvah, and therefore, state in the Bach and state in the Rishalmi, there's an Inyan of Hidden Mitzvah by the Shofar itself. Uh-huh.
How was the Shemcha?
Yes.
Did you have a good day?